Would you ever have any slang names for different kinds of fires?
Yeah,
would you?
Yeah. I say a little, of course, there's a type of construction here. It was started for the mostly predominantly black neighborhoods. They used to build what we call old gun barrel houses. Mm-hmm. It was a three-room house. The first room was a living room, the second room was a mm-hmm. bedroom, and the last room was a kitchen. Mm-hmm. And of course we refer to these gun barrel fires. And,
yeah.
And then other than that, we just now we'll call a house that, that's burned out pretty good, they'll say it's gutted.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
One that probably most people say it's, it could be a smoke damage, we refer to it as smoked up or mm-hmm. a smoked house.
Mm-hmm.
And of course now we don't lose too many as far as like they used to, the old saying, they say the doorsteps and the chimney.
Yeah.
But probably I would say practically all of them, over 99% of houses we go to are building fires, residential fires, that we have them stopped or the fire checked within 30 seconds after we get there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I mean the damage that the fire had done,
mm-hmm.
the stage it was in, we can pretty well stop it within 30 seconds, 45 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But now that don't hold true on a business fire like,
mm-hmm.
Well, Union Camp, those mm-hmm. kettles blow up more in there,
yeah.
You got problems.
Yeah.
Of course, now, this is not taking into consideration these big warehouse fires and so forth, where the thermal factor is more than our water supply. And then all we can do is back off and we set up, water curtains and
mm-hmm.
we protect the exposures and actually just control burn it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate to say that, but
yeah.
we, and nobody else does in the nation, there's just not that much water supply to put one out.
Mm-hmm.
After a big warehouse catches on fire and burns through the roof and is well ventilated, there's more BTUs and water
mm-hmm.
supply can handle.
Yeah.
So,
wow. You know that big fire in Jacksonville, 1901, was a little factory, some sort of fertilizer factory caught on fire. It was something using fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And it got this thermal updraft started. And when that started, it picked up, it was some kind of moss or fiber or something like that, but it was just stored in this warehouse.
Yeah.
And it just picked it up and it dumped it all over town. When it,
yeah.
It dumped
you
it
know,
burning.
They used to gather moss to put in the mattress.
Yeah.
And that may have been what it was, I don't know.
It could have been something like
there's a plaque on the wall you might be interested in. That's two fire reports from the early 1900s, right at the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to give them, read them to you?
Well, what are they about?
They, it's about, one of them is a house. They responded to a house fire, and before they got through, they liked to burn up the neighborhood. I forget. I'd have to look on it, but that's two old fire reports, and they claim them. But what it was is they went out on the west side of town here, and there was no water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they used up what water they had before they get more water. The
mm-hmm.
fire kept spreading from one house to another.
Mm-hmm.
You can go over and take a look at it after a while.
Yeah. I was looking at fire in Jacksonville, I was looking at some pictures of it, and there were pictures, and one part was a old pumpers burned up.
Yeah.
Because you know, it got out of control and it started behind, and they had to abandon them, you know.
Yeah.
They were all just sitting there, two
mm-hmm.
of them burned up completely.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course, you know, they had another bad fire, the hotel fire in Jacksonville back
mm-hmm.
a few years back.
Yeah.
I forget the
exact real name, but I saw films of it. And if you ever have a chance to see the films, look at them. There was a fireman on the third story, lost his water supply. And he actually jumped
uh-huh.
from the third story and caught a utility pole.
Wow.
And it's in the film.
Mm-hmm.
He actually jumped and caught that pole.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was hurt,
yeah.
but he didn't die.
Yeah.
And that's he jumped like a cat.
Yeah.
But also there was two or three that died, you know, firefighters
mm-hmm.
on the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, we was talking about ladders
mm-hmm.
beforehand about the stress and all that's put to them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a
100-foot aerial ladder on that fire that collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also on that film.
Mm-hmm.
But it killed three. I believe it was three.
Mm-hmm.
On that ladder.
Yeah.